So how many of you have gray hair?
I have a couple.
I knew what group I was talking to this morning. And some of you have it, but you're covering it up. That's okay, too. You know it's there deep down. You know it's still there. Proverbs 16, in the reading that we read for today, says, gray hair is a mark of distinction, an award for a God-loyal life. So give yourselves a pat on the back and
Amen.
Thank Jesus for his grace that you are God-loyal. Amen.
Amen.
And your hair shows it. Mine hasn't gone gray. It's actually white. I don't know what that means. That's maybe even better, huh?
Amen.
How about that? For those of you who have white instead of gray. Moving right along, Proverbs 16:24 in the King James says, pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. What does it mean? Pleasant words are sweet. It's a sweetness when we say pleasant words to one another. Is that true?
It is.
Have you experienced that? Have you even experienced that here this morning? Has somebody said something nice to you?
You bet.
Huh? Amen. That's why we come. We come to the house of the Lord to not only worship God, but to be built up ourselves. Amen. Appropriately spoken words that encourage, soothe, or commend can be most pleasant and even uplifting to the point of helping a person feel better physically. That's what Bible Knowledge Commentary says. And how many times have you kind of been down and somebody comes up and says something really pleasant and sweet to you, and all of a sudden there's a little lilt in your step again? It gives you the courage to go on and face life with a happy attitude. So in the Message it says, gracious speech is like clover honey, good taste to the soul and quick energy for the body. Amen. The Word of God brings life, doesn't it, huh? Doesn't that just make you smile? Puts a smile on your face to hear those pleasant words this morning, doesn't it, huh? You feel better than you did a few minutes ago. Dean, what have you had to share?
I was just thinking about a couple, it was either last week or the week before, we were talking about the water. And how it flows differently with
Sweet
words spoken over it. Beautiful crystals.
Excellent.
Speak over a glass of water and freeze it and speak bad words over that, curse over it or whatever, and the crystals aren't the same. They're black and it's an icky design. And that was proven in Japan, a study that's been done on that. I think that's really interesting. So, sweet words. Are we going to continue to say them to our spouses and to those that come into our path this day? I am. I'm going to say sweet stuff to you. So after service, come up and see if I don't say sweet stuff to you. Let's stand and let's say this verse together so you remember to say it to me too. Amen. Sweet stuff.
Amen.
Gracious speech is like clover honey, good taste to the soul, and quick energy for the body. Amen. So that puts us in a mood for worship, doesn't it?
It does.
Amen. Let's raise our hands as we worship the Lord.